This week on Indian Times, contempt of court charges dropped against Cherokee Nation citizen Dustin Brown, and the Cherokee Nation passes more laws to protect their children. The Cheyenne and Arapaho tribes are still under two governments, and a new collection of photographs and letters that detail the married life of Chickasaw dancer and actress Teyada are discovered in a museum archive. A South Carolina judge has dismissed contempt of court charges filed against the biological father of a young girl caught up in a custody dispute. The contempt case was dropped on January 16th after Dustin Brown and the Cherokee Nation reached an agreement with Matt and Melanie Capobianco, who are the adoptive parents of 4-year-old Veronica. Brown faced contempt charges after initially refusing to comply with a judge's order to return Veronica to the Capobiancos. In 2013, Brown gave Veronica to the couple after Oklahoma's Supreme Court lifted an order keeping her in the state. The Capobiancos are seeking more than $1 million in legal fees and expenses from Brown and the Cherokee Nation, of which Brown is a citizen. That case remains pending in Oklahoma court. In a related story, the Cherokee Nation has passed a new law giving added protection to biological parents in adoptive and foster care cases. The Cherokee Nation Tribal Council passed a law this week that gives first preference in adoptive and foster care cases involving Cherokee children to biological parents deemed fit. A member of the child's extended family, other members of the Cherokee Nation, or other Native American families receive next priority in the placement of a child under the law. Chief Bill John Baker says the law will help ensure Cherokee children live in a culturally appropriate home. The Quapaw Tribe and the Arkansas National Guard have signed an agreement to protect the tribe's cultural and historical resources. The agreement will help the tribe protect and enhance sacred sites and resources of historical and cultural importance in the state of Arkansas. The Quapaw Tribe lived in Arkansas for hundreds of years prior to its statehood. The agreement calls for the Arkansas National Guard to work with the tribe in developing and implementing the state's cultural resources management plan. Quapaw Chairman John L. Berry says the agreement is important because the area was the tribe's homeland before they were moved to northeast Oklahoma. Berry says historical sites dating back hundreds of years that feature artifacts, villages, burial sites, and more need to be protected. Native American Times reports that despite election season ending for the Cheyenne and Arapaho tribes, questions remain over who are the tribe's legitimate leaders as an intra-tribal split persists. Last week, Bureau of Indian Affairs spokeswoman Nedra Darling confirmed that the federal government does not officially recognize the Eddie Hamilton government nor the Darrell Flying Man administration as the tribe's legitimate authority at this time. Both were sworn in on January 4th after each of the two factions within the tribes conducted fall 2013 elections. Darling said that, quote, until the IBIA rules on the tribe's pending appeal, the BIA will not recognize either administration as the government of the Cheyenne and Arapaho tribes. No timetable has been given on when the Interior Board of Indian Appeals will rule on the appeal over who is the tribe's legitimate authority. In November 2013, the Native Times was advised that seven cases are ahead of the Cheyenne and Arapaho tribes. The tribe has been dealing with a leadership split for more than 3 years after a series of disagreements split the political partnership between now former governors Janice Prairie Chief Boswell and Leslie Wandry Harjo. Darling's pronouncement is consistent with other recent actions by the BIA, including a late November 2013 decision to not allow a multi-million dollar drawdown from the tribe's lease fund account that would go towards per capita payments for tribal citizens. Ultimately, that per capita payment was funded through a loan from the Cheyenne and Arapaho Tax Commission. Indian Times hopes to have a comment on the situation from claimant Governor Eddie Hamilton on the next Indian Times. Indian Country Media Today reported that a new collection of memorabilia on Mary Frances Thompson, or as she was better known, Teyada, was found in the library's research area of the American Museum of Natural History in New York City. The famed Chickasaw dancer, actress, and performer, who spread Indian culture throughout the U.S. and the world in the 20th century, met her future husband Clyde Fisher there. They married in 1933. Fisher was the first chairman of the Hayden Planetarium. It was there, in filing cabinets filled with photographs, letters, news clippings, and telegrams, that the married life of Teyada was discovered. A devoted spouse, she went with her husband on expeditions to South America, and it is speculated she was one of the primary photographers on these trips. The American Museum of Natural History in New York now houses the unique Teyada collection that details much of her life while married to Clyde Fisher. Thomas Bayonne, director of library services at the museum, confirmed there were many items that either featured or mentioned Teyada, including films. Teyada was inducted into the Oklahoma Hall of Fame in 1958 and in 1975 received a special recognition award at the first Governor's Arts Awards ceremony. In 1976, she was named Woman of the Year by the Ladies' Home Journal magazine. She was named Oklahoma's first state treasure in 1987. Teyada died in 1995. I'm Susan Shannon for Indian Times. For more information on this broadcast, go to our website, kgou.org.